living longer and staying healthier. It's Healthy Talk with Dr. Michael Smith, MD. Here's your host, Dr. Mike.
So, you know, what I was taught in medical school many, many years ago was that if we could lower cholesterol, we're gonna cure heart disease and everybody's going to be happy. And here's how you do it with a drug called a statin. It was the miracle cure for heart disease. And obviously that's not the case. Heart disease still remains our number one killer. And that's with a lot of people in this country taking statin medications. So we're going to talk about, you know, what are we missing there? What's the true relationship between fat, cholesterol, and heart disease? I'm here with Johnny Bowden. He is a PhD. He's known as the rogue nutritionist. He's written literally, I think, like 1,000 books, maybe. maybe 12. I don't know. It says 12 here, but it seems like it's a lot more than that. He's been on just about every show you can imagine, Fox News, CNN. He writes for the New York Times, Wall Street Journal, Prevention, I mean, all of that. And he co-authored a book with Steven Sinatra, who's one of the, you know, really premier cardiologists in our industry. It's called The Great Cholesterol Myth. Johnny, welcome to Healthy Talk.
Oh, thanks for having me, Dr. Mike. I'm thrilled to be here. I'm a big fan of yours.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate it. So let's get right to this because it's confusing. Sure. So you have this book called the Great Cholesterol Myth. So I'm gonna put you on the spot, Johnny. I'm gonna ask you,
okay,
in one or two sentences, none of the detailed yet, just one or two sentences. Mm-hmm. What is the Great Cholesterol Myth?
The myth, well, it's a collection of myths, but I'll give you the 15-second soundbite. Cholesterol does not cause heart disease. It does not clog your arteries. And we're measuring it in the wrong way. How's that for a 10-second soundbite?
You know, I love it. That's perfect. I knew you could do it, Johnny. We got to back up there. We got to back up for a second because that goes against a lot what I was taught, right? You know, I'm a medical doctor. I came from a very traditional school out of Texas. Because here's what I was taught, okay? It's really simple, Johnny. Saturated fat increases cholesterol, right? When saturated fat goes up in the diet, cholesterol goes up in the diet, and when that happens, heart disease goes up.
Precisely.
So what's wrong with that?
Well, let me just go back and set the context in less than a minute. When I was in graduate school for psychology, the predominant theory of autism was that it was caused by bad parenting. Bruno Bettelheim, the psychiatrist, was the leading autism expert, and that is what he believed. And the history of medicine is filled with things like that. And I believe that 50 years from now, when we look back on what we've been doing for the last, since 1990 with statin drugs and cholesterol, we are going to slap our foreheads and say, what were they thinking? Because I believe that this whole notion that cholesterol causes heart disease, that saturated fat raises cholesterol and therefore raises the risk of heart disease, is going to fall on the junk pile of bad theories.
Yeah. So did it start, I guess, one of the first studies that looked at, you know, saturated fat, and a matter of fact, this study concluded that we shouldn't have any cholesterol on our diet, was with the China study, right? Wasn't that one of the first ones that kind of looked at that?
You know, we only have 10 minutes, you said. I mean, to talk about the China study and how that's been misrepresented, and Colin Campbell, and that's a two-hour discussion. But let me tell you what I think is most pertinent to what we're talking about right now. The thing you just mentioned about saturated fat raises cholesterol and therefore raises the risk of heart disease. Well, starting in 2010, some researchers, and you and I shared a stage recently, and I had slides to show this, recently said, you know, we've been using cholesterol as a stand-in for heart disease because it's so easy to measure. And heart disease takes a long time to develop, and, you know, these studies are usually 2 years long, maybe 1 year. So they've been using whether something raises cholesterol as a marker for whether it raises heart disease, which is what we really care about.
Okay.
And starting in 2010, they began doing some meta-analyses, which is basically a study of studies. They combine all the data from all the studies that have ever been done on this that meet a rigorous criteria for methodology. And they said, let's get rid of the cholesterol measurement. Let's just see if the people who eat the most saturated fat actually have the most heart disease. We're going to leave that marker out of the mix for the minute and just look at the direct effect of saturated fat on the endpoint we care about, which is, will you be around to play with your grandkids? And guess what the study found? Zero relationship between saturated fat and heart disease. And that was just the first one. That was in the American Journal of Clinical Nutrition. Then just last year in the Annals of Internal Medicine, same kind of methodology. They did a meta-analysis. I think this one had 500,000 patients and looked at about 30 different studies. Guess what they found? Zero relationship between saturated fat and the endpoint of heart disease.
So the argument you're making, so saturated fat in the diet will increase cholesterol, but that's not, that was just a surrogate marker for heart disease, and it wasn't
precisely
a good one, is the point.
Precisely.
Yeah,
and when you look under the hood, when you dig down and look at how it raises cholesterol, we get into the third of the myths that I just listed, which is that we're measuring it wrong. Yes, it will raise total cholesterol. But we are measuring cholesterol in this 1950s fashion of good and bad. We now know that there are several different kinds of HDL. There's HDL2, HDL2A.
Right.
There's several different kinds of LDL, most importantly LDL-A, which is fairly innocuous and harmless, and LDL-B, which is not. So unless we are looking at which fractions of cholesterol it's raising, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, yeah. And that's an important point. It's not so much that the cholesterol is not a heart disease risk. It's, you have to look at really the types of cholesterol, right? I mean,
yes.
there's the apoproteins, there's the LDL size, there's all these other markers that the standard cholesterol test doesn't even look at.
And the problem is that doctors are prescribing statin drugs, which we can talk about in just a minute, based on the old-fashioned test. So if you come in and you've got a 210 cholesterol, I've played tennis with guys, they have a 220 total cholesterol and they're being put on statin drugs. That's medical malpractice in my view.
Yeah.
They have no other risk
too.
Factors. Go ahead.
Yeah. And so the total cholesterol, to how they calculate it, is kind of an odd, weird equation anyways.
Yes.
And I had a friend of mine who had a total cholesterol that went up in the 200s, and the doctor wanted to get the statins going. But you know what happened, Johnny? The HDL in this person went up significantly. And that influenced that equation, and that's why their total cholesterol actually went up. They went up for a good reason. So that standard cholesterol test really doesn't really, help us.
Now, it really doesn't.
What do we do then?
I'm sorry?
So what do we do? I mean, we've been told wrong about the relationship between saturated fat and heart disease. Are we promoting more of these advanced cholesterol tests first and foremost?
Well, I would say anybody. I'll say what I was very pleased to hear Dr. Oz say when we were on his show. If your doctor's prescribing a statin drug simply based on the standard cholesterol test, push back and ask for the one that actually gives useful data, which is the particle test. But more importantly, I think, is what has happened by this demonization of saturated fat resulted in, I heard you talking about inflammation before, so this is very much something that closes the circle here. What we did as a country was we replaced all of traditional fats with canola oil and soybean oil and vegetable oil and corn oil and all of these. Well, these are very inflammatory. Our consumption of these oils is like a 16-to-1 ratio with the anti-inflammatory omega-3s. And then we wonder why we are walking around with so much inflammation, which, is, as you know, is at the cause of every the root of every disease.
Right. So coming back, we need to really look at the oils that we're consuming, get those advanced cholesterol tests, look at the inflammation. I mean, those are the real culprits driving
and
heart disease.
And the collateral damage here was that when we reduced all those fats in the diet, when we demonized it and they successfully marketed fat as a bad thing, especially saturated fat, what did we replace it with? Processed carbohydrate and more sugar.
Yeah, and that we know is a big problem for us today. Real quickly, Johnny, give us your website.
JohnnyBowden.com, and there's no H in Johnny, JohnnyBowden.
All right, perfect. Thanks for coming on. This is Healthy Talk on Radio MD. I'm Dr. Mike. Stay well. Ooh, 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 ooh.